Thank you, Madam Chair. And Jamaica is pleased to participate in this historic inaugural meeting of the Permanent Forum for People of African Descent. Despite efforts, including increased advocacy, people of African descent continue to face racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, in many cases remaining invisible, unrecognized, and without a voice. Indeed, our rights continue to be denied. Jamaica therefore joins others in congratulating the members of this permanent forum on their election to this body and to thank them for their insightful statements this morning. For my country, the significance of this forum cannot be overemphasized, as we have played and continue to play a leadership role in advocacy for racial equality, racial equity, racial justice, and the elimination of all forms of discrimination. Our advocacy is underpinned by the principles of the United Nations Charter and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, other human rights instruments such as the Convention on Racial Discrimination, before which we appeared recently, and which is chaired by one of our own, Professor Verene Shepherd. Jamaica firmly supports the mandate of this forum, a well-needed platform and a critical pillar in the fight to eliminate systemic discrimination. It is our firm belief that the forum will contribute to the efforts of states and other stakeholders to secure the fundamental rights and freedoms of people of African descent and eliminate all forms of discrimination and racism. Our government has been pursuing several initiatives to address the legacies of our colonial heritage, which relate to inter alia land ownership, education, colorism, and health. These include legislative reforms, public education campaigns, training and capacity building of all sectors of the society. These initiatives, we believe, are already bearing fruit and will help to address some of the systemic challenges that can be identified as drivers of poverty and discrimination among people of African descent. It is also intended to deliver on the promise of the 2030 agenda to leave no one behind. The provisional agenda for this session is therefore timely, and we express our hope that deliberations over the next few days will be fruitful and will contribute to our collective efforts to dismantle the systemic shackles that continue to keep us bound. We align ourselves with the statement delivered by the distinguished representative of the Bahamas on behalf of the CARICOM states this morning. Thank you, Chair.